Blog Talk Radio.
It's the Morning Show.
Okay, you want to rehearse it one time before we go in there?
With award-winning journalist Cheryl Smith.
I'm good, but I'm not that good.
Bringing you informative, enlightening, thought-provoking, inspiring, and entertaining talk radio.
Stand up real quick. Come on. Come on. Yeah, we gotta stand. Yo, everybody, come get your bounce on. Get your bounce on. Get your bounce on. Don't be cute with it. You gotta get. Come on. Fifth one. Fourth one. Come on. Sing it.
Watch this.
Wait. They gon' wanna hit the horn.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up. Come to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Gotta change it, girl, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. But they don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out, they do it every time. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to The World According to Drew. I'm Andrew Wiggum, live from the studios in beautiful Dallas, Texas. As always, read your African American newspapers no matter where you are. We have a conglomerate of news resources led by the great Cheryl Smith. We have My Eye Messenger that you can find online all the time. We have Texas Metro News and the Garland Journal. No excuse for the news. So much is going on, so little time to talk about it. I want to wish everyone that's connected in some form or fashion, happy Veterans Day. And we'll go through that, and hopefully we'll get some folks on that will join us here shortly. I tell you, so much is going on. Get your e-blast, folks. You cannot live without it. We have one you can call, 214-941-0110, and you can get on the subscription list, or you can go to Texas Metro News, and then you can join the e-blast that way. So much is going on. Shikari Richardson was in town, and I tell you, it was absolutely wonderful. Absolutely wonderful to meet her and see what she really means to the Dallas Metroplex area. We'll continue with that. But some of the things I will go through this morning, we'll get some highlights on that. It's just absolutely wonderful. We'll go through the e-blast a little bit for you. Metro News e-blast, we told you how you can get that from 214-941-0110. The Black Press Matters, celebrating 196 years of the Black Press, 50 years of hip-hop, and the spotlight today is Caribbean Roots South Bronx Boogie Down Productions. Hey, we remember how it was. Sugar Hill. Now, those who are listening, I my old folks say, don't trip. Y'all know what we're talking about. When we talk about Sugar Hill, to the hop, to Don't Stop Rocking, to the bang, bang, boogie, say up, jump the boogie, to the boogie, to the boogie, to beat. I remember a little bit. It's a little rusty. But you know what? Some of that memory that we have is just something else. It is, how can I put it? Some things are just so embedded in your head that you could just recall it with no problem. And then some things we can't even remember yesterday. So it is what it is. And we just love it. Love it, love it, love it. And I'm going to get some friends in on today, that are here for the Cowboys and Giants game. I know they're getting ready. Let's see if they'll tune in for me. But again, so much time to just think about things. We'll go through and let you know what Veterans Day is all about. So sit back. We're trying to work through some of the technical difficulties. I see we have somebody online. We'll pull you up later. But just press 1. Let me make sure my board is working properly. So if you just press 1, and then I want to see if it pops up. They're working on it. They're working on it. Just press 1. I'm just testing. I'm not getting you on there as of yet. But, again, so much is going on, so little time to talk about it. If you can hear me, press 1. Just testing. We change over, and the Internet is doing what the Internet does. It freaks you out when you're trying to use it the correct way. But I'm just going to just let you know FAMU is on the 1. I'm going to just play a little bit of something, Mighty Rattler or something, to see to make sure we still connected. All right, we still connected, sounds like. Not getting much work out of the board this morning, but as always, read your African-American newspapers. We'll go through some things in. We got a friend, a childhood friend, that's going to come in and join us, and we'll get on with him here shortly. We have a lot going on in the world. Mayor Turner endorses Sheila Jackson Lee down in Houston. And, you know, I was in Houston a couple of weeks ago. And the city's, you know, it looks so much like Dallas, or should we say Dallas looks so much like Houston with the skyline. But a great thing, Sheila Jackson Lee, who represented our folks up in D.C., I'm proud to say that my daughter had an opportunity to work with her in D.C., and just a great experience for her. And I'm telling you, folks, if you have kids, especially if they're going through the college phase, tell them to get politically connected. That is one thing that you cannot beat, being politically connected. So sit back, and we're going to go a little e-blast. I told you to get on the e-blast, 214-941-0110. A lot is going on. You can get your news here on a daily basis. Black officer is disciplined for wearing Bantu knots on duty. We'll go through that. Dallas nonprofit exhibits its works in unsheltered artists. District 6 is hosting a free COVID-19 and flu vaccine event. So folks, get over there. And, you know, we're not out of the woods in COVID. You know, I'm in the healthcare system. And I'm telling you, we're still getting more cases. 19 is the thing. If there's a new strain, they're using variants now to label this COVID. Who knows? It might be a COVID-23 or COVID-24. That each year, if there's a different strain of COVID, that's how we get the numbers. And remember, COVID-19 came in 2019. COVID's been around a long time to kind of lead you into the, I guess, into the weeds a little bit with that COVID. If you look on a Lysol can, it has been covering COVID for years. But this strain now that we have is a little bit different, and people are more susceptible because we've gotten into a situation where we're in each other's space. Over the years, I've worked with veterans and other people in the lake community. And like I said, I got a buddy coming on. I got to ask him a question. But a lot of the veterans I've seen over the years refuse to take shots. And as far as I can remember, if you were in the military, you had to jump in line to do everything. So we'll talk about that. I see I have a very good friend. I'm going to bring him on now. You know, we'll get to the news. So be ready, Jeff. Good morning. Welcome to the world according to Drew. You turn it down a little bit. What's going on in your world, Jeffrey?
What's going on? Can you hear me, bro?
Yeah, I hear you well.
Yeah, everything's nice, man. I'm just loving your city. Not used to this this little brisk weather. You know, I'm a Florida boy like you.
That's right, right. Well, we're glad you were in town, you and your wife, enjoying what we call some of this Texas sunshine with a little kick to it. But
yes,
but man,
sir.
It's always good to talk to you. You know, you're one of my longtime friends.
Long time.
We even have my godfather was in your family, so that's actually connected. Our moms and friends, and wow. Boy, some Roland Park days, but we'll talk about that a little bit later. I know you're in town for the big game. And
yes, sir.
Now, folks, don't jump through the radio. Don't jump through the radio or the phone. Why are you in town, Jeff?
I'm here to see them Cowboys.
All right. Boy, you know the right thing to say. I know you're a Cowboy fan, deep-hearted, living in Tampa. But for some reason, he always come with them Giants in town. I couldn't figure that one out.
What it is, one of my good friends from the Navy, he's from New York, but he lives in Tampa now. So anyway, we just made a tradition about maybe like 5-6 years ago where we would go to the fly out here to Dallas when they played the Giants, and so we used to come out here together and then go to the game. But for some reason this year, you know, he was under the weather, and we'd already bought tickets. And so, you know, my wife had never been to the stadium. So I was like, you know what, I'm going to flip the script and bring the wife with me this time. So I always been a Cowboy fan, but I always tell them to play the Giants because of my boy, because he's in New York.
Okay. All right, boy, you cleaned that up nicely. You must be called the city trained. I got Honey, call the city train, boy. Can't beat that. Can't beat that at all. But,
yes,
yeah, tell your wife. I was hoping, when are y'all leaving? Tomorrow?
We leave tomorrow, but you know, I'm working for Delta, you know, fly free, so you know, I'll be back plenty often. So, you know, we got to get together and, you know, break bread and chop it up like we do. It's been a long time.
Oh, yeah. Yes, absolutely. Yeah, I'm
yes,
just
sir.
So excited, though, you and your wife in town. And, you know, I always think about, you know, our childhood and what we had to go through. It wasn't bad. At least we didn't know it was bad. We didn't have the responsibilities, you know, that our parents and our parents, you know, my mom was going on. And Miss Betty Ann still with us, right?
Yes, yeah, still with us. Yeah, yeah. Matter of fact, November 27th, she turned 95.
Wow. Jeff, where did time go?
I don't know. Just seemed like yesterday we was drinking water out of the hose outside playing.
Oh, absolutely. And you know
what?
It's funny that you say
that.
That was good water. You know, clear water. But look, you know, I tell people all the time on my experiences in Tampa. If we didn't have it, we didn't know we didn't have it.
Exactly.
But when you look back in the rearview mirror, you can see a lot of things that we were able to accomplish. How close the neighborhood was. When you go through, you can't hardly identify people who live in there. And a lot of people have sold homes
right.
just to get out of it. But the history of Carver City itself, and I'm sure you know, is that it was set up for our military men and families when they
mm-hmm.
left MacDill or World War II.
Yep.
Especially like my grandfather and them, they were out there, the people in Lincoln Gardens as well. And that was
mm-hmm.
a little rivalry, Lincoln Gardens and Carver City.
Yep. Sure.
Not
was.
Knowing that they set up on the same principle. Go ahead. Sorry to cut you off. What were you about to say?
Oh, no. I was saying you're right about that. Sure was.
Yeah, and there are a lot of communities here in Dallas as well where a lot of our vets. And to you, happy Veterans Day, my brother. Happy Veterans
Day. Thank you, my brother. Appreciate that.
Yeah, you know, long weekend, but we'll get it. And let me just tell folks what Veterans Day is all about. I've sit up here and just trying to get some things together. What is Veterans Day? But back, I'll get to it. You know, this computer don't want to work when I want it to work. But when we were growing up, we didn't know if we didn't have, we seemed to have each other.
Right.
And now I look at some of these neighborhoods that we live in today. Some people don't know their neighbors. I have some nosy neighbors. They want to see what's going on this side of the property line.
Right,
and,
exactly.
You know, one time when I was building here, I wanted to make sure, because I had built before, and the problem was a house being built next to you, where you hear all the
right.
clink, 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 and this, that, and the other. So when
right.
I build here, I wanted to be somebody else's problem and not have problems. So I built between two existing homes. And
gotcha.
When we start working on the interior, my neighbor came from the, I guess that would be the south side of the house. He was asking, boy, y'all got a lot of white carpet and white walls. And I said, well, just to remind me that white people out here too. So, boy, you could only imagine. And I told him, I'm just kidding, but his face was red as a beak. Boy.
Right, right.
But, no, it's been a good ride. But it's amazing people see you and don't think that we're able to go places that only they could go.
Right.
And it was just a good experience. But we've been here several years now. But, again, happy Veterans Day. And let me just read a little bit about Veterans Day. Veterans Day is a federal holiday in the United States observed annually on November 11th. Honor our military veterans and United States Armed Forces. It began and the consequences or conceived, with other holidays as Armistice Day and Remembrance Day, which is commemorated in other countries, marking the anniversary of the end of World War One. A major hostilities in World War One were formally ended in the 11th hour and 11th day in the 11th month, 1918, when the armistice with Germany went into effect. At an urging of major U.S. veteran organizations, Armistice Day was renamed Veterans Day in 1954. A lot of people don't know that, man, and I'm just, that's my thing, just take us to the next level or whatever that may be, or just provide information.
Right, but that's a question. Tell me a little bit about your, this setup, this podcast you got going on. Like what is it exactly, and when you started, and what made you do it? Like how does it work?
All right, look at my homeboy. Put me on the spot. I like it. Okay. Well, let me tell you how it all started. I actually was doing radio. You know I love to talk. I used to get my lesson, but I got a lot of C's in conduct. But
right.
I was always talking. But it started out with a station similar to WTMP, community radio. And I just started coming on a couple of times and gave my opinion. And a young lady that went to FAMU with me, she was a little ahead of me. She said, well, why don't you come join and start doing black college sports? So I started doing black college sports because it was kind of hard to get those scores on this side of the country. Yes, we covered Southern, Grambling, Texas Southern, Prairie View, but it was nothing on the East Coast. So I started a little coalition, depending on where you're from in this country. And getting people to give me the scores. So that was a big hit. It was the station was hot until right after Obama won the second time. And then that's when we started getting that conservative radio start to move. So we offered to buy the station, had some buyers, but they did not want that to have the black flair that it had before. So they sold it to a Korean station. And basically, it was 7:30 on the dial, and a lot of people don't know that the front of the dial and the end of the dial are the most important areas of the radio, because if you're traveling, now we have Sirius radio.
Right.
Back then, you always started at the front and ran your needle all the way to the end to try to find a station. So that's how I got, it was so vital. But I started writing. And I stayed with a young lady who's from Newark, New Jersey, and I need to ask her if she's a part of the giant coalition there. But it just started going and going, and, I've always had the gift of gab, and I've been doing this 10, 15 years from the air. Actually, in the mid to late 90s, I've been on the air pretty much every year. So
right now, are you at home or are you at a radio station?
Yeah, I am at home in my own little studio. It's not much.
Oh, look at you, studio.
Yeah,
and all.
Yeah,
okay.
Trust me, it's not much, but it's effective. So everything when you do these blog talks, which is this particular one we're part of it, as long as you have your computer, you can go anywhere. And,
exactly.
Yeah, because usually if I go to FAMU, the homecoming, I'm sitting in somebody's car or my car, just as long as I have Wi-Fi. I've done it in the dormitory, just going trying to provide, some information for the folks. And so that's, I also write. And you all got here a little late. If you'd have got here Friday, I would have invited you. I met Shakari, and we say Shakari. She calls herself Shakari Richardson.
Okay.
The local school system, like Hillsborough County Schools, they call it Dallas Independent School District here. And she went to Carter High School. You may have known Carter High School. Mm-hmm. There's some young men, hate to shed the dark light on it, but it was a story about some young men that got in trouble with the law here, and they were all from Carter High School. They're all doing well now. And speaking of Carter, same school that Jesse Armstead went to. Remember he played for the Giants?
Right.
Right, the same high school. You may have seen Friday Night Lights. That was the high school where they had the brothers looking like they've been shaving since they were 3 years old. We went to the premiere of that, and we kind of complained a little bit, making the guys look so old. They were trying to tell their pitcher why they lost the game. But it's been a good ride, man. I was supposed to be here in Dallas 5 years. Now it's over 30.
Oh, wow.
And you've been with Delta, man. You can come on out, you and your wife. We show you all a good time, show you another side of Dallas other than, other than seeing that beautiful stadium, even though I still like Old Tampa Stadium. Had to be the best viewing stadium in the world. But now Raymond James has stepped up, and, I would love to move back that way, but my wife says she loves Dallas so much, so I'm here.
So this your final stop, huh?
So far. I got a few more years to work with it. Until now, my daughter's in town, so I'm excited. She, just to catch you up, when she finished FAM, she went over to University of London for grad school. And now she's at USC. So they're all loving, trying to get all the paper they can. But I told them this is the last stop. Look, this is the last stop on the bus. You got to get off.
You don't kick them off, are you?
Yeah. Well, they have a ticket to get back on, but right now they need to see where they stop on this route and see what it's all about. But they've been two wonderful kids. And I would be remiss if I didn't have an Andrew the Fourth. So that was under the books.
I already know that was on the books right there.
Yeah, way back. But it's been a wonderful ride, man. And I tell Dallas reminds me of Tampa. There's so many Tampa folks out here, you wouldn't even believe. We have a big-time attorney, immigration attorney. I can't think of her name, but she went to Tampa Catholic. You remember Track?
Yep.
Track lives out here. We're about 10 minutes from each other. It's been a minute. This year, everybody's been busy. He moved here probably about 20 years ago. Carver City is definitely represented. We have some other people, some other folks from Jefferson that are out here. I kind of kick it with a lot of people from FAMU, of course. We have about 50, 60 people from FAMU. We try to get together and raise money for the school. And it's picked up because we have a lot of kids from Dallas that are going there. Of course, I got my daughter to go. My son went to University of Miami. I tried to get him at FAMU, but I told him I'd give him a pass since it was orange and green. So he can get away wearing a shirt around me.
Right.
But it's been good. Been a good ride, man. You'll be proud, that your homeboy still taking a licking like an old Timex watch, but keep on ticking.
That's it, man. That's a blessing right there, boy.
Yeah. So y'all always welcome. Just come on back and show you a little other side of town. We're in North, on the North side. And, if you in the summer, I don't know if you swing them sticks yet. You golfing yet?
Man, actually, my buddy, I was saying from New York, so actually, he moved to Vegas. And so anyway, I was in Vegas, my birthday in June. And that's my first time ever getting on the greens. And I think I'm going to stick with putt-putt.
Okay.
At least you're honest. It wasn't a good look. But then again, it was my first time out, but it was not a good look.
Mm-hmm. Well, one thing you probably figured out, Jeff, it's a lot of skill level in that game of golf. We look
it's
at it on TV.
Oh, man. I thought the thing was going to be easy.
Hit the ball. And then it's not a matter of brute either. You just got to make good contact.
Well, I tell you what, I was out there. I made Charles Barkley like Tiger Woods.
But don't tell nobody that. Your secret's safe. Look, and I'm going to give you the address where you can listen to yourself on the air.
Charles Barkley
looked like Tiger. Oh, my goodness.
Wait, now we're not on the air right now.
Oh, we live, partner. We live. We live. And recorded. Welcome to the world according to Drew. That's why we call it that. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So, yeah, man, it's been a hell of a ride out here for me. It's been nice. It's supposed to be, again, a couple of years, and now it's over 30. My family, you know, again, the kids have gone across the globe. I can say that now. It used to be across the country, across the globe, mm-hmm. and they're doing well. And you know what I'm reminded of, the sacrifices our parents made. If we didn't have it, we didn't know we didn't have it.
Didn't know we didn't have it.
And the simple times, like you came and came on the show initially, talked about the water hose.
Mm-hmm.
You know, getting water. You didn't have to go inside. They told you don't come inside. You know,
don't come inside.
Mm-hmm. But when my kids were small, and my wife is from Baltimore. So she's trying to get them on the right, straight and narrow. So my kids, we were playing in the backyard. And they said, ooh, I'm going inside to get some water. No. Hold on, sir. Hold on, ma'am. We need a drink from this water hose. And they looked at me. My son got a little bit. But surprisingly, my daughter, when she was getting water from the water hose, she said, ooh, Dad, this is good. This is really good. It's cold. Yeah. So I said, well, see, we didn't have to run inside. We have all this bottled water, the conveniences
right.
that you all have.
Right,
I said,
right.
We had to come in. The water holes, it was cooler than outside. So
cooler than outside.
It was appropriate. And,
right.
And when they, you know, they got a chance to visit Mom before she passed. And,
good, that's good.
Yeah. So they do a lot of little things. So they got a little Culver City in them.
Okay.
So they always have some good friends. So when they go through Tampa, they, you know, stop with my sister and everything. Now, your sister was out here one time, right?
Oh, yeah. She lived in Flower Mound forever.
Uh-huh. Is she still out here?
No. Stephanie moved back to Tampa maybe about maybe like 10 years now. But before that, she was out here forever. And then her husband worked for, I want to say Honeywell out here maybe. But, they lived in Flower Mound for the longest time.
So I'm just a little south of Flower Mound. So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they were out there in High Cotton. Tell I said that. They were out here in High Cotton. And Flower Mound. Yeah, but you know, Jeff, it's been a great ride, man, and we laugh about the cotton thing, but people fail to realize that the number one producer in cotton right now is Texas. It's not Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana. They all produce, but Texas is number one. And then, you know, when I came out here, didn't know anything about Juneteenth at all.
Right.
And discover what it was all about. But, you know, in my head, I think they were going an extra year so they can get some more cotton picked before they told the story. So it's been an eye-opener for me. It's been exciting. You know, I miss home. It's good to see home is growing. I don't know when the last time you've been down there. Of course, you live there. But through Tampa, how West Tampa has really transformed.
Oh, and, West Tampa.
Just,
you know, Mom still
lives
in Culver City.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I should have gone by, but I just drove through, and I noticed Conan took the whole Reese block.
Yep.
And that building used to look bigger, man, for some reason. It looks so small now.
Yeah, you know, that's what Culver City Market was.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Mr. Reese and... You know, I try not to take no bubble gum. I apologized to Ivan and them once I saw him. I did take one little piece of bubble gum, but it was given to me.
Right.
Yeah,
and
man,
it's
yeah, yes, sir.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, for those who are listening, I'm Andrew Wiggum,
my wife
live.
And, through the old neighborhood too. I was gonna say I take my wife through the old neighborhood because I'm recently married. Like, we got married right before COVID hit in 2020. We just made the cut.
Uh-huh.
I got married February 20, 2020 at 220.
Okay.
With 220 guests.
Okay.
Yeah,
so that's why I didn't get the invitation. I had made 221. Okay. Oh, now I understand. Okay, I'm not hurt now. I'm not hurt at all.
My man.
Yeah, but so much is going on, man.
You know what I just realized? Not too long ago, me and you were Swat Brothers.
Yeah. After all these years, who would have thought it?
I never even knew that. I never even knew you was a new.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Look, 40-plus. 40-plus.
Oh, man. Woo, did not even know that. You know, when I got out of the Navy, I went back to grad chapter at USF. I moved back to Florida. Well, I stayed 15 years in San Diego, worked out there, came back to Tampa, went grad chapter at USF. And I never even knew you was a new one, too. I seen you and your son. You put a picture thing on Facebook,
right?
With you and your son. I'm like, I didn't even know Drew's a new. And did you come down to Conclave in Tampa?
Yes, I did.
Oh, man.
I kind of, you know, it was a hit and miss.
I guess that's why I ain't getting no phone call.
Man, it was a hit and miss, Jeff. It was a hit and miss. Let's just tell you, Sunday morning, we're gonna leave it at that. It was a hit and miss.
Okay, I feel.
Yeah,
I
you chalk that up to the brain. I even went by the brunchery. I went by there.
You
so,
did?
Yeah, I did. I thought about you, but I was headed to a meeting. So
I feel you. I'm just messing with you.
Yeah, but we'll definitely have to get together. I know I think the next one, I'm not sure where the next clave is, but Tampa. You know, I got a chance to see the ins and outs of Tampa, growth.
It's unchanged, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
A few streets. Most of the streets are the same. It kind of changes over there in West Tampa up on the river.
Right.
And what hurts me, this urbanization of our old neighborhoods, the history of Tampa, you know, I've been able to study a little bit. Everybody west of the Hillsborough River were Hispanics and blacks. They didn't want to come on that side.
Nope.
And now it's prime real estate.
Prime real estate right now. You're right.
And they've changed everything up, but it's all good. But, yeah, just
yes,
keep the number, keep listening. Sound like you're trying to get something to eat.
Yeah,
but,
I'm down at the hotel. Get me something to eat. I'm gonna go make
a plate
and run up to the
just continue to listen, and we have some things you can check and see how your homeboy doing. Just trying to make
so
the most out of what.
Every
Sunday, 9 to 11 your time.
Okay, I'm on it.
All right, I'm gonna be like the Clampers. We're gonna get some pitches here soon. We're gonna be.
All right.
We're gonna take it up a notch, but all right. Hey, give your wife my best.
All right, brother. Love you now.
All right. Back at you, boy.
Okay. All right.
Hey.
Bye.
All right, folks. One of my oldest friends. And, boy, we like peanut butter and jelly, Batman and Robin. We went to school together all the way through elementary, middle school, now it's junior high then. And then high school, and look, all roads led to Kappa. Man, can you imagine? Wow. Tell you, it just brings back so many memories. My head is just floating right now. But I tell you, folks, when you talk about somebody that know me, that's somebody that know me all the way back. I'm so happy that my homeboy get to see what I'm doing out here in Dallas. Again, happy Veterans Day to all our veterans. I know Friday, a lot of the government industries were out. A few banks, for some reason, was open. But it was observed on Friday. The actual day was on yesterday. Again, November 11th, honoring military veterans in our United States Armed Forces. And here's a tidbit for you all to know. I always like to bring something if you didn't know. It was called Armistice Day. And then it changed to Veterans Day back in 1954. Everybody that's listening now, for the most part, wasn't even a gleam in our dad's eyes at that particular time. But happy Veterans Day. Unlike Memorial Day is honoring those men and women who died within the service while in the military service. This is where we, now Veterans Day is honoring those who have served. And we thank you so much for defending our honor, our shores. I know they all took a pledge of defending against foreign and domestic attack. And I have a heck of a appreciation for the military. My dad was in the military, but you don't understand as a kid of what's going on throughout. So it's absolutely wonderful. It's about 46 minutes after the hour. We're going to go at the top of the hour. We're going to do some black college sports, but we do have our e-blast. If you want to get on the e-blast train, as I call it, you can go with 214-941-0110. Again, 214-941-0110. You can get on this e-blast and see what's going on in the Dallas Metroplex area. Now, you know, we have a promotion going on for FAMU Homecoming. The FAMU sold out this year, so we want to make sure if you want to attend a FAMU game, all you have to do is you can text some pictures from this year's homecoming to us. And you text them, you put Texas, T-E-X-M-N, which stands for Texas Metro News, which is our parent company, to 21000. Again, Texas, T-E-X-M-N, to 21000. You had a chance to win two homecoming tickets for FAMU. So we're excited. We're going to give you some black college sports at the top of the hour, which has been my trademark throughout. So much is going on, so little time to talk about it. Just shootings. It's just, you know, we talk about gun laws, and I wish I can get Jeff on to get a feeling, military guy. It just how things are going. A 14-year-old kid was killed in Tampa. 14, folks. And how many kids never get to be teenagers? All kind of scenarios that I can create. What are we going to do about these gun laws? You know, I always mention, you cannot go camping with AR-15s. Bambi don't stand a chance. What you going to bring back? And so these people are getting these guns. You know, we talk about the amendment with the guns. They had muskets when they were bearing arms. They didn't have machine guns, shotguns. They had muskets. You talk about bare arms. Folks, we got to wake up. We got to wake up. There's so much fear in this country. You know, I talk about, you know, it just breaks my heart. Growing up in Tampa, if there were any differences political, we didn't know. I found out, and Jeff was there. I think it might have been our 10th class reunion where, you know, I talked to a couple of my friends who are Cuban, and I understood about the Bay of Pigs with John F. K., what really went on. But the political structure that is going on, and everybody, and I put it like this, you're welcome to exercise your political rights and have your ideals. That's the American way. You know, but with my friends, I try not to talk politics Because I tell you, in high school, we were all one. We didn't care if you combed your hair to the left or the right, if you had it braided or loose. It didn't matter. We didn't worry about that. I kind of was political all the way through, you know, being with student council, and then went on to FAMU, did student government, and have done some things, Jeff. You'd be proud, Polmark, chartering and chapter. But the thing was, you had to understand what it was all about. And we're not teaching our kids enough about the political process. It's now it's a fanfare. Well, my daddy was this, I'm going to be that. No, I mean, do what you need to do. Thing is, understand their ideals and respect people for their choices. You know, you may not like what I like, but we can respect each other for our likes. And this thing has just gotten out of control. You look at what's going on in Washington, the bipartisan. You know, what about the American people? You all are fighting each other. And we are suffering as citizens. The people will put you in Washington. And then you getting that House Speaker outed. Potential House Speaker quits. You know, ain't no fun when the rabbit got the gun. That's why I love to say that. And I learned that from Bugs Bunny. And that's been rolling with me for a long time. Ain't no fun when the rabbit got the gun. So that's life. I honestly feel we fight so much in Washington. Other countries are watching, trying to see where we're very vulnerable, where the vulnerability kicks in. Leaders should be held responsible for their actions. Now, you can read into that one. When they were doing it, it was fine, but I learned from Officer Monroe in Tampa, Florida, they never worried about a crook, because they're going to continue till they get caught. Continue. To get caught. It's about 53 minutes after the hour. You're listening to The World According to Drew. I'm Andrew Wiggum, live from Studio A this morning on this beautiful, beautiful Sunday morning. The sun up a little higher than it's been in the last couple of weeks, shining right into the studio. So it's a heck of a morning. I get a little lump in my throat thinking about all the people I could think that have gotten me to this point. And then my boy Jeff, oh, man, Batman and Robin, peanut butter and jelly, everything that go together, that's who I'm talking about. Yes, sir. But it's still a lot going on, folks. And all you have to do, I know we were having some technical difficulties. We're going to bring in Ms. Rodriguez. When she gets an opportunity. Let me just hit this line here. Good morning. Welcome to The World According to Drew. Who am I speaking with? A 972 number? They're a little gun shy this morning. But we'll, just to make sure everything's still going, let's make sure we're still connected. Yes, sir. The Mighty Rattlers of Florida Agricultural and Mechanical University. I tell you, it got me started, and I haven't stopped talking since. So great things are coming. We have a 972 number. If you just have any questions or anything, you know at the top of the hour we do Black College Sports. What's going on in your world, 972? All right, they're a little shy. We'll close it down for a half a second. But, folks, again, there's just so much going on. We talk about the Second Amendment is what I was referring to, bearing arms. And, again, some of these choices people are making are just unbelievable. Every week I try to give you an idea of hands of time is turning backwards. You know, when ladies had an option, now, you know, you can't get abortion. You know what? As a guy, I feel like this. That's a decision that each family, I don't need to make. There's circumstances. What I'm afraid of is that if they start outlawing it, how many non-approved facilities are going to be used? How many women are we going to put at risk because something is not clean, something is not proper, it's unconstitutional, we need to just undo it and give a choice. That's a decision I can't make. And I'm just afraid for all the sisters and other women in the world, if they go to these places where they're not sanitary, they might have some means. Excuse me, when I say unsanitary, there's a difference in hospitals, surgical centers, but at someone's home, they could keep it as clean, and it's just too many people are dying. You know, you hear horror stories over this. So that's why you look at that. You look at gun control. They look at how you're voting, trying to reinstill some of the old principles. I'm going to go back to Charlottesville. You have a kid to run over someone, kill someone. He was 18 at the time. The parents were in their 30s. Neither one of them were around with civil rights. The daddy wasn't even a gleam in his parents' eyes to understand the struggles of this country. We never asked to come over here. We hit Jamestown. You know, we hear that all the time. And then it took brothers and sisters from the motherland that realized the sun rised in the east and went to the west. And they will follow the sun and keep going. If you know the terrain like I know the terrain, you leave the East Coast. Then you get to the Mississippi River. Have you ever crossed the Mississippi? If you go to Vicksburg, Mississippi on I-20, do you know how wide that Mississippi River is currently? There's a drop-off, a big drop-off. And our ancestors walked following the sun. So they had to cross the Mississippi. Once they got through the Mississippi, then they caught a little bit of the Appalachian Mountains up in Arkansas. Look at the terrain. Came from a tropical environment, but they kept going, kept praying. And then they get to the Grand Canyon. See the obstacles that we had to go through. Then you get to the other coast, on the West Coast. Now, we didn't have a compass. Some of us can't even get around town without a GPS. They didn't have a GPS. If it was, it was the sun. So you see, I make that point to say this. We've made more with less. Now we have all the conveniences. And then we do less with it. We did more with less. And now we have more. I mean, it's just ain't figuring out. Just ain't figuring out. But, you know, as church said, we come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord, trusting in his holy word. He haven't failed me yet. For all those people that went to church with me, I wasn't asleep all the time. I was asleep most of the time. And I got a knot in my head for being awakened by the ushers. And that's something when your parents can just pop you in the head. A parents look down and tell the usher to pop you in the head. Yeah, that's kind of my on my head. Yes, sir. But again, so much is going on, so little time to talk about. Before I get on the games, let's just talk about some of these shootings that have happened. It is just unbelievable, folks, that we are still talking about deaths. school shootings, all this stuff is going on. All of it. And we want to let the Second Amendment, people with all of these shootings. Come on, folks. 14-year-olds. 14-year-olds doing this. What can we say? What can we do? It hurts my heart. We are the 220s, and we'll go just trying to get us up to date. Internet acting up this morning. But we, what do we do, folks? What do we do? A 14-year-old killed in the streets of Tampa. First of all, what the heck are you doing out late? Why are you having a gun? Why? And then you see, you go to academy in these places, they still buying guns. You can't shoot but one. One. One gun at a time. You can try to be Rambo or whoever, but that is crazy. Absolute crazy. Let me give you an idea of what's going on from the month of November. A shooting at our fair. 10 people were injured. 10 people were affected by it. 5 were injured with the impact at the State Fair of Texas. One of our iconic landmarks here. Folks, I'm telling you, 80,000 people any given day go through the turnstiles at the State Fair Classic. And I know Jeff's still listening. Florida State Fair don't have nothing on this one, partner. I hate to say it. But your wife needs to come on out and experience it. This only, it's kind of isolated, but it happened. No injuries. If any injuries, they were running and falling. November 3rd, Cincinnati, Ohio, 4 people affected by that. Okay? Not 4 people. That was the 4th incident in Cincinnati, Ohio. 6 people were affected. 1 was killed. 5 were injured. Richmond Heights, Ohio, outside of Cleveland. 4 people affected. 1 killed. 3 injured. Galveston, Texas, on November 4th, 6 people were affected. No fatalities. November 5th, the 6th incident in Denver, Colorado. 2 people were killed. 5 injured, total 7 people were affected by this. November 5th in Naptown, better known as Indianapolis, Indiana. 5 people affected with 1 death and 4 injuries. Tacoma, Washington, same day, total 5, 2 killed, 3 survived. Phoenix, Arizona, the second reported one for them. 4 people were injured. Atlanta, Georgia, Hotlanta, their 5th incident of this year. 6 people were injured. No fatalities. Kansas City, Missouri, that is, because there is a Kansas City, Kansas. 4 people were injured. Waller County, Texas, 7 people were injured. 7 people were injured at a homecoming ceremony after an argument. Come on, folks. Birmingham, on the 10th, 4 people were shot on Interstate 59 during the shootout. And then on the 10th, in Independence, Missouri, 4 people were injured, a shot in a shopping mall. Folks, what are we going to do? All this is going on, and we need some folks to take care of their business. It's about 9:05. Dr. Rodriguez, hang on for a second. Let me go and get some of this black college sports out the way, and we'll get right with you. Appreciate your patience. Bye. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Black College Report. I'm Andrew Wiggum, live from Studio A, covering all the games from our historically black colleges and universities, featuring schools from the SIAC, NEAC, of course, the SWAC. In football action over the weekend, Bethune-Cookman returned to winning ways, defeating Alabama A&M 31-14. Morgan State over South Carolina State in the MEAC class, 20-17. Norfolk State over Delaware State, 44-21. Rhode Island over North Carolina A&T, 31-24. William and Mary over Hampton, 31-10. Eastern Illinois over Tennessee State, 30-17. Fairview over Southern, 27-1. That's a very crucial game for the SWAC. We're going to bring the music down just a little bit more so I can get you in that SWAC mode. Here we go. Fairview again over Southern, 27-21. Alabama State over Mississippi Valley State, 20-3. Howard, big over North Carolina Central, was in a shocker. North Carolina Central was ranked number 7. Howard, 50. Central, 20. And out of Tallahassee. Out of Tallahassee on the highest of 7 hills. The Rattlers are victorious over Lincoln, California. Out of Oak Town, 28-0. Don't forget, next week the Rattlers will be in Orlando with those Wildcats of Bethune-Cookman University now instead of Bethune-Cookman College. It's a Florida Classic in Orlando. Folks, you got to get there. You got to get there. Did I say you got to get there? You got to get there. All right. I'm so excited. So excited. Beautiful day. And you know what? Well, it gets me more excited than anything when we bring in our neighborhood doctor, none other than Dr. Rodriguez, Sandra Rodriguez. Good morning.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. You know what? I just always anticipate mute, so I'm good. I'm very good.
Good morning. Good morning. Well, this morning, I'm going to talk about some stuff you should have in your kitchen. It's like most people have chamomile or chamomile tea, and most people got an onion and some honey in their kitchen. Okay, so I'm going to talk about chamomile tea first. Now, most people think about chamomile tea, let's drink it at night so we can sleep better. So it's known for its relaxing effects. It has over 120 chemical elements, including the antioxidant apigenin, which helps bind receptors in your brains that promote drowsiness and reduce insomnia. The key to this effect appears to be like regular daily consumption. When the tea drinking stops after 2 weeks, so do the desirable sleep-inducing mood-lifting effects. Chamomile is a great anti-inflammatory drink also, and that's still thanks to those 120 chemical compounds and antioxidants that I mentioned above. It reduces inflammation in the body, and this means a lower risk of gastrointestinal pain, arthritis, autoimmune disorders, depression, and several other chronic health issues related to inflammation. Now, certain antioxidants in chamomile tea, like flavonoids, they help to support heart health, and they help support health heart by lowering the risk of heart disease. Now, flavonoids lower blood pressure and the cholesterol, including your triglycerides and bad LDL cholesterol. Drinking chamomile tea regularly helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, and this is indirectly because it helps to reduce stress. It promotes sleep, and it relaxes your blood vessels and your arteries. Although chamomile tea benefits heart health in many ways, it may increase the risk of bleeding for people on blood thinners. Now, remember that part. You can use chamomile tea and its soothing scent as a natural sedative in a relaxing bath or massage. It may help to ease soreness also. Now, chamomile contains an antioxidant called quercetin. It's Q-E-R-C-E-T-I-N, quercetin. And it impacts certain enzymes that are part of the diabetic response. Now, they did a small-scale study at a hospital in Iran. They had like 64 type 2 diabetics between the ages of 30 and 60. Now, half of the group consumed chamomile tea daily with every meal for 8 weeks. The other half drank water with their meals. At the end of the two-month period, the chamomile group had significantly lower average blood sugar levels than those who only drank water. Now, there are some other things that quercetin, and this is a polyphenol, have proven. They're like antibacterial, they're also antiviral, and they're antimicrobial. And they help to boost the immune system functioning and health. Now, research has also uncovered recently that quercetin's promising anti-cancer properties, and these include mitigating cancer cells' viability and proliferation and disrupting the cancer cells' metabolic process. Chamomile tea also contains the anti-inflammatory, antispasmodic, and calmative properties, which help in soothing the stomach lining and prevent gas formation in the gut. Now, drinking a cup of chamomile tea is a helpful herbal remedy for relieving an upset stomach, bloating, indigestion, and abdominal gas. Okay, so let's get on to that onion and honey. Now, I have been seeing, like on my Instagram feeds and my TikTok feeds, I've been seeing them take onion, put it in a glass jar, and pour honey on top of it. Now, they're doing this now because it's a natural antibiotic, and it's used to kill or inhibit bacteria. It's really great for the bacterial skin infection. And I know at one time at the hospital, we were using honey for skin disorders. Now, the mixture can be applied.
And not on your toes?
The honey,
oh, I'm fine.
No, I used to see them all the time at the hospital. They would take honey strips and put them on wounds on people's bodies, and it would heal those up. Now, this onion and honey mixture can be applied to infected areas, and you leave it to dry. That's for maximum effect. Now, for ages now, honey's been utilized to treat coughs and colds. And I know, like, if you go to the pharmacy, you'll see a lot of medications out here, and they have honey in them. Now, the onion, well, honey can be used to relieve coughs, and it's supposed to be more effective than over-the-counter medications that contain dextromethorphan, DM, which is a cough.
Suppressant, yes. Correct?
So,
You said the DM?
Yeah, DM.
And a lot of people, they see that on their cough syrups, so suppressed a little bit. But you know what? You said something about of coughs and honey. Honey is starting to rise again. You know, we always had honey and tea and, you know, if you were sick. But people like NyQuil, now they have a honey. Honey is coming up again. So you're talking about something that we're seeing currently the swing with honey on a lot of our meds. Because if you think NyQuil, that green stuff was something, and then it went orange, and now they have honey. And surprisingly, the honey is not as good as they make it out to be. But it's still effective. It didn't, you know, I expected something a little sweeter. But
well, you know,
it all worked.
The honey that they're using is something they made in the lab and kind of changed it over a little bit because you can't actually get a patent on honey. But if you go to the lab and you find something similar, you can.
Mm-hmm. So you mean you're telling me that they don't have a beehive at Vicks?
Nope.
Okay.
Now,
your
onion contains a sulfur compound, and that onion helps fight mucus and promote expulsion of mucus from your airways. And onions also ease sore throat symptoms. Thus, taking an onion and honey mixture effectively treats coughs and even bronchitis. So the combination of honey and onion, already said it can treat skin injuries and burns. Now, applying these as a dressing will activate the healing properties and work faster than many other dressing alternatives because honey has an antibacterial property and a unique pH balance that increases oxygen and healing compounds to a wound. While onion juice is a mild antibiotic and also has wound healing properties. And do you know in the Civil War, onion juice was routinely used to treat gunshot wounds?
Wow. And probably if they had that onion out there, probably had a bad breath too. No, I'm sorry. Okay.
Okay.
Say that again. The onions were used.
Onion juice.
Onion juice. Okay.
Was used to treat gunshot wounds.
Okay. So then you look at probably when they were using that, they had butt shots and gunpowder, and they probably kind of neutralized that or pull something away. You know, for the healing process. That's interesting.
Because remember, onion juice is a mild antibiotic, and it also has wound healing properties. Not as good as honey. When you, if that's all you have is onion juice, then that's better than nothing.
So you know how crazy my mind thinking. So when they were in the service doing this, so all the soldiers were crying.
Well, whoever was extracting that onion juice was probably crying.
Okay. I'm sorry, folks. It's one of those days, one of those. But for those who are listening, this is Dr. Rodriguez giving us all these helpful hints associated with some things that we come in contact with. And we're just so excited to have her with us every Sunday. And she makes provisions. Even when she has meetings, she still comes on a little early. So we're going to continue. If you have any questions, I'm trying to look on the board to see what's going on, but I've read the problem with my streaming. So if you have some questions, we'll try to get you on as long as I see it. But go ahead, Dr. Rodriguez.
Okay, so the onion honey mixture is also good for the skin, and it's due to vitamin C. You know, vitamin C is beneficial in helping you look young because it aids in the creation of collagen. Now, ensuring your skin suppleness is preserved. Vitamin C is plentiful in both the onion and the honey.
Okay.
And as well as both having that antibacterial, antiseptic, and that anti-inflammatory properties that help reduce inflammation and helps prevent breakouts and keeps the skin healthy. And you know, honey is also a natural humectant, so it helps keep the skin moist.
Okay.
Onion and honey helps improve heart health. You know, onion is low in fat and calories, and honey provides little fat but lots of calories. As a result, the mixture of the onion juice and the honey provides a healthy balance of fat, calories, and nutrients. Onions and honey are rich in potassium and other minerals, and that enhances the health of your heart. Taking onions and honey helps lower your blood pressure. It improves blood fat levels. It decreases triglycerides. It reduces cholesterol levels, and it regulates your heartbeat.
Okay.
And did you
know
that? Onions and honey also boost the,
I said that's just great to know because, you know, we've always put honey in this, and, you know, that was growing up. They did more sweetening with honey than they said, well, that sugar's been refined. It's not good for you. You know, we went through that phase. But before then, you only use sugar to sweeten.
Yeah, and, honey, they pasteurize most of the honey that you see on the shelves in the grocery stores.
Mm-hmm.
You have pasteurized. You have to get the natural stuff.
Okay.
Not the pasteurized honey, just the wild honey. It's unpasteurized.
Okay. So all these beehives, when they get the honey, they just... raw honey, or do they do anything to try to, I don't know, what, the process. I got stung by a wasp. And so after I got hit by a wasp, I'm not even interested in bees at all. No kind of way. So,
you don't have a beehive in the back of the house?
No, not here. I wish
so
I had one
that, honey and onion, it boosts fertility also because honey enhances egg quality and general fertility. And it's only because it's rich in the B vitamins, iron, calcium, and amino acids. It also improves serum testosterone concentrations, sperm count, and so once again, that's fertility.
Huh?
Now, onions are excellent source of antioxidants and flavonoids. And that helps boost the production of sperm quantity and count. No comment?
Okay.
Not hearing anything.
Oh, you hear crickets. Hear crickets. Go ahead. I didn't want to throw you off anymore.
So the combination of onion with honey is beneficial in treating radiation side effects.
Mm.
So onions, high antioxidant content, along with the phytochemicals, they aid in flushing out chemotherapy-related chemical residues, and they allow you to recover control of your body a little bit more quickly. Now, honey helps treat the painful mouth inflammation caused by some of the cancer treatments.
Mm-hmm.
Did you want to comment on that, Andrew?
No, I'll save it. I'm going to let you get through it. Go ahead. It what now? Repeat it for me.
Okay, the combination of onion with the honey is beneficial in treating radiation side effects. Now, because the onion's high antioxidant content, along with its phytochemicals, they flush out chemotherapy-related chemical residues and allow you to recover control of your body a little bit more quickly.
Okay.
And the honey helps treat painful mouth inflammation caused by cancer treatment. Now,
you know
this onion-honey combination also helps with hair growth. Now, this I'm not going to do this. The onion and honey, I'm not going to massage that into my hair because it's sticky. But it's been known to increase blood circulation. And since both of them have the antibacterial properties, it keeps the skin scalp infections to a minimum. Now, preventing cancer... Now, onion juice and honey blend, it protects your body cells against aberrant development caused by toxins. This unique combo contains antioxidants such as vitamin C, which assists the body in ridding itself of pollutants that may damage your cell function. And it also includes phytochemicals like flavonoids, and these aid the body's defense against foreign substances.
Okay.
This is my conclusion right here. Now, all three of these herbs can easily be acquired at your local grocery store, or they might even be in your kitchen right now. Chamomile tea or the onion and honey mixture, they don't take any special skills. You only have to add chamomile to some hot water and then sip it. And like for the onion and honey, you don't even have to extract the juice from the onion. You can actually take the onion, put it in a jar, cover it with honey, and just leave it there. A lot of people do it in the summertime. They take the onion, put it in there, pour the honey on it, and then they put it in the back of the closet in a paper bag until the cold and flu season.
Okay.
And then you just take a teaspoon out, and you take it when you feel that cold or that flu coming up.
Okay, time to go to the closet.
Yeah, I put a lot of stuff in a paper bag. Put it in a jar, put it in a paper bag, and stick it in the back of the closet.
Well, here's something that we used to do, a lot of people don't know. If you buy a green mango and put it in a paper bag and keep it in a dark place, it ripens. A lot of people may not know that. And that's what we used to do all the time. If it wasn't, you know, we'll pull them off the tree and put them in a paper bag or somewhere dark. Mainly paper bags is what we use. But it's funny that all through this country, people have different little nuances. I don't know if you want to call it nuance. It might be some old nuances of different remedies. But this thing about honey, you know, it was always your grandmother. Some people call them Big Mama. I didn't know what a Big Mama was. I thought that was an insult to your grandmama. Mm-hmm. I didn't know what it was. But they use a lot of honey, as you mentioned, in this chamomile along with it. And, you know, the onion, the things that you mentioned, you know, a lot of these things that can be used now. But I know the push with a lot of these drug companies, they don't want you to know that you can get some of the same effects. A result from these items, and that's why they don't put. So honey was the best kept secret, because I think this might be the second season for honey in NyQuil, because it hadn't been long. Because I am the NyQuil king when it comes, if I'm not feeling good, take a shot and usually I feel better. And it could be psychological as well. You know, or what we're going through. But these are some great things, folks. And, you know, Dr. Rodriguez comes on and we can get some helpful hints on some things that we can do at home as well. You know, it's well, that old commercial, try it, you might like it. Those are things that we want you to do, some alternatives. So, you know, again, with moderation, folks, sometimes we jump in the pool all at once, and we don't need to jump in the pool all at once. We need to make sure everything is straight. And I'm dancing on this, Dr. Rodriguez, because I was told how to handle that. And so I'm that's all I got to say. But
and the reason that those little paper bags ripen the fruit faster is because the bag traps that ethylene gas from the fruit, and ethylene gas helps ripen the fruit. So it has some science behind it.
Wow. You know, so, I don't know, both of my parents, I mean, they had chemistry backgrounds and stuff.
Yeah, they probably knew
amazing.
That.
You know, it's just amazing how things you took for granted as kids. And even today, it makes you think, wow, really? They were that smart to put the mangoes, the green mangoes, in the bag, sometimes on the refrigerator or just out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
And you come back and it's just as pretty and a little firmness. Sometimes they would be too soft, but a little firmness. You didn't want it too hard anyway. But Oh, you can only imagine how many mangoes I ate in my life.
That's
how many avocados. Oh, my God. Whew. And we didn't know no better. You know, living in Florida, we pulled the oranges off the tree. And they don't have, they don't spray like they used to, pesticides. And well, I mean, they do now more so. But we may wipe it off and then eat it. You know, every now and then you would rinse them off. Or just peel them from where you are. We didn't think. And then me being a former baseball player, they also made nice baseballs when they were green and hard. I don't know. I hit plenty of people in the head.
Actually, I was pretty good.
Pretty good. I got a friend here that lives in Dallas. It's, he may be listening this morning, but good morning. I won't throw his identity out there yet. But he pissed me off. I don't know if that's the term we used back in the day. But, yeah, he pissed me off. And he hit the ball to me, and he ran the first base, and right on the head. Now, y'all saying that was just luck, folks. Back in the day, I could throw a BB in a pinhole. That's how good I thought I was. But, yeah, we used to do that and just hit each other with these oranges, and they hurt. They hard, and we didn't understand, you know, the injury. A couple of them had some welts. I covered up pretty good. You know, I might have had a little bruise. Oh, you got that. Okay, all right. Long as you got that one. Yeah, so we should just go and just throw fruit. Grapefruits were a little bit more challenging. But we threw them as well. But, you know, when the day was done, we all had fun. You know, if you had differences, it was over when the day and the next day you were best buds. These kids now, they just take, oh, man, they just take things to the extreme. And it hurts to see these kids, like I mentioned in the shootings, a 14-year-old getting killed in Tampa. 14. First of all, where did he get the gun? Why is he out at night? Parents.
Wow.
Parents. Why is he out at 1 in the morning, 14 years old? Parents. Guardians. You know, I mean, I know times have changed. Times have changed, but when we were 14 or you know, look, under 18, if they told you to be somewhere and you need to do this, guess what? We did it. But it hurts my heart. 14 years old. The potential that he had would never be achieved, ever. Go ahead, Dr. Rodriguez. I'm sorry. That was just something that was close to my heart with those kids. I just hate to see kids get hurt.
No, I was just, because, you know, I was talking about the honey, but, you know, the big thing right now is what they call the stingless bee honey. I don't know if you've heard of it yet.
Stingless?
Stingless, yeah. They got some bees that don't sting. They're like,
no,
I guess
stingless.
Like in India, Malaysia.
But how can you tell?
Now that,
I go running when I see them. Look, I'm not going to wait to see if they have honey or not. Yeah, but, I mean, it's good to know. But, folks, I'm going to give you some good advice, and I need y'all to take this with you. If you got time to see if they have a stinger, then you go ahead. If you like me, I don't have time. They start flying. I'm going to make sure I get away from that area. Because, Dr. Rodriguez, you is definitely giving me. I didn't know it was a stingless bee.
They're not in America, though. They're in Malaysia, Australia, and Brazil.
All right. So, folks, you heard that. So the ones we have are from Oak Cliff.
There you go. And they
South Dallas, North Dallas, Garland. We got a few over in Garland. These hurt, y'all. They going to sting you. But, you know, you mentioned this. Let me, and I'm just reiterating what you had mentioned, that the furthermore, this is about why stingless bees honey better. The antimicrobial, properties of a stingless bee honey could overcome the bacterial contamination and thus improve the healing process.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me ask you, I'm going to go off the page a little bit. Now, with stings, tell me, what did you all use if you got stung by a bee or a wasp? What type of, because your family, y'all grew up where y'all had your own little remedies. What would you all do if you got stung?
We use tobacco juice. My grandmother would chew some tobacco and then put the juice and the tobacco leaf on the sting to pull the stinger back up out of your body. You put that on there and the sting usually rise to the surface.
Okay. Look, so you are my sister from another, well, I would say a brother from another mother. You're my sister from another family. Okay. Same here. They would chew a little tobacco. They would go as far as white bacon. Do you know what white bacon is?
Mm-hmm.
See, a lot of people don't refer to it as that. They salt poke, salt jaw, or whatever they want to call it. They'll take the fat parts, and then they'll put tobacco, and they'll put a penny. I don't know what the penny was for. So you walk around smelling like bacon, smelling like you chewed tobacco, and you got a penny in your pocket. So if you wanted to buy some penny candy, you know that came off. And we were bad. But, you know, Sandra, let me give you a prop. Dr. Rodriguez, the thing is that we're from different parts of the country, and it's amazing the similarities that our forefathers and foremothers used to help things. We didn't always have the doctor to run to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we always had our remedies that were passed down, you know, through this. And it's just amazing when you talk about bee stings, how we treated them. I got hit by a wasp one day. And this is a true story, because, you know, y'all think I'd be fabricating all the time. I'd be telling it like it is. But, no, one day I went to get the mail, and we had the mailbox. At this time, the mailboxes were on the street where the postman would just drive and drop. And underneath, it was a wasp nest that I was not aware of. I get the mail, I close it, and this bee stings me right above my eyebrow. So, I mean, I felt like somebody hit me with a bat, honestly. I went down. I didn't know what it was. And then after a while, it started swelling. I remember right above the eye, pretty much where our eyebrow is located. And then my face swole up. Now, some of you don't know I'm a drummer. I do play drum. I play several instruments, but drum was my home instrument. And we had a concert. This was seventh grade. Had a concert. And I had a couple of solos. But on this left eye, looked like somebody beat me up. It was so swollen. So what I did, I moved the drums from... When you're facing the audience, I was to their left, facing them, meaning to their right. You get it. I'm on the left side of the band where they could see it. I moved the drums all the way over to the right side, looking out, so people couldn't see how swollen my face was. Wow. And my director asked, he said, well, Andrew, why are the drums on this side? I was looking for you all to be, because they were so useful for us to be on the other side. And I told him, I said, well, I got stung by a wasp yesterday. And I didn't want people to see this. He said, ooh, ooh, you should have moved the drums a little further away. Yeah, to see this. But, no, it was devastating. I felt a shock that I've never felt before when that bee stuck me right in my eye or right above my eye. And True enough, tobacco, honey, all that came out. But, just the similarities throughout the country. For those who are listening, I'm Andrew Wiggum live with Dr. Rodriguez. Just chopping it up as we always do on this beautiful Sunday, the 11th month, 12th day of 2023. Happy veterans. I want to were you a veteran, Dr. Rodriguez?
I am.
Happy belated Veterans Day. Yeah,
thank
you. Know, people always ask questions they already know the answer, right? Most of the time. No, but we thank you so much for serving our country, serving our population at work. It's just absolutely outstanding. So you definitely have a better understanding than I have of those individuals that we serve, those men and women that we serve. And did you know, I don't know if you were on, I talked about the history of Veterans Day. It gained its name of Veterans Day back in 1954.
Mm.
It was Armistice Day originally, and Remembrance Day for those who have served our country, pretty much in World War One. And then it became Veterans Day. So we thank those men and women. It's my father was in the military. I was young. When I recognized myself, he was already out in the service, so I didn't benefit it. Don't have any memories at all of that. But he would tell us some things, and you know, I look at where I've been and where I'm going, of my parents being, how can I put it, very involved. My dad said he talked with LBJ when he was vice president trying to better conditions in Tampa. And he said that the talks broke off once President Kennedy was killed. So they never got a chance to talk to LBJ again.
Mm-hmm.
But they were making great progress there in Tampa. And then, you know, just some other things they shared and how pioneering my parents, both parents were. And then my mom, you know, we had our little clinic, OB clinic and stuff. So she helped a lot of people out in our neighborhood. I guess that's why they're nice to me. Because, you know, she was it used to pierce so many ears and have me have me whole and tell the mom, walk down the street, baby, go back two blocks. When you come back, your baby ears will be pierced. And that's how they did it. 18, I think it was 18 gauge. I know now, you know, to just have the hole big enough. And, of course, then you all got the guns and however they do it now. I think they still got the gun to do it quick. I'm still not there yet. But I remember my dad said that. Don't pierce your ears. Nah, I always want to know, does it make you hear better? But this generation coming up, they all pierce. And, well, most of them are pierced, the guys, just how things have changed. But, folks, Dr. Rodriguez has given us some excellent, excellent information about chamomile. Is that how you pronounce it?
Mm-hmm. Chamomile.
What it's used for, some onion, what it can do other than give you bad breath, and some honey. Now, you mix these two together, you think the honey is going to neutralize the onion. Nah, not this week or next week. But they work together you know, to help out skin and help things heal. So folks, I've learned so much. And Dr. Rodriguez, I'm going to let the cat out of the bag a little bit. We have asked Dr. Rodriguez to write for us and give us some weekly or daily or whatever on her mind, whatever's on her mind. And since you've gotten some research already under your belt for doing our show, you can start and put those out maybe once or twice a week, so that we can follow you and then we can get you out there in the know. I already got a title. House call, doctor's calling. Well, I don't know. We'll come up with something. Yeah, but I am so appreciative to have you with us. I tell you, not only working with you, which is good, but the idea of just us collaborating in this time of morning. We've come a long way from not hitting the button to hitting the button and talking. Appreciative of that. Now, did you have some more that you want? And I apologize for.
That's pretty much it.
Okay.
I was going to break down that, the stingless bee honey and
please.
It's like it has you can actually buy a stingless bee, not just the honey. Honey's expensive, but you can also buy. It's called Treholis. It's T R E H A L O S E. And we actually use this at. They have a Treholis eye drops, and they're good for dry eye. And then I know they use Treholis like when we're freezing stuff, like transplant organs, stem cells, semen, and different tissue samples, because it keeps the cells from freezing. And you can get this Treholis not only from a stingless bee honey, but it's like a lot of plants that make it also, like the mushrooms that I be talking about all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if, have you looked it up yet? It's Treholis. It's T-R-E-H-A-L-O-S.
Well, you sure know me, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Treholis, T-R-E.
T-R-E-H-A-L-O-S-E.
L-O-S-E. M-O-U-S-E. Oh, wrong song. Okay. Treholis and food, plant-based, that one?
That's it.
It's been trusted for decades by Japanese cooks as well.
Mm-hmm.
Learn how food professionals transform their cuisine, but they call it Treya. Wow.
Treya, can I have some of this?
Huh, you do have some?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Non-reducing sugar, commonly found in bacteria, fungi, yeast, insects, and plants. Significant levels of Treholis in plants act as protectants against various abiotic stressors, including heat, drought, and ultraviolet rays.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And you know,
and your
if you
body
look
doesn't
on,
use
go
your
ahead.
Body really completely digest it, and so it's also good for weight loss.
Oh, okay. And I'm looking at good old organic chemistry. Thank you, FAMU, for giving me that organic chemistry. I see some benzene rings. It's amazing what you learn and still got. And some alcohols, some free radicals out on the outside. Thank you, Dr. Olopoli. Thank you so much. Had him for two parts for a whole year. Well, actually three parts at the time. Three parts. But it was for the whole school year. And in his honor, he was Indian, Dr. Olopoli.
Mm-hmm.
And he he would get his V's and W's confused. So my name was Bigum. Bigum, come here, please. And his and his V's were W's. So he switched them. Instead of me being Wiggum, he was Bigum. And y'all had a great victory. That's what he used to say. Not victory, victory. But he definitely taught us some great organic chemistry. And I know it's a rattle on there. Good old Jones Hall was where we lived on Jones Hall. For General Kim, biomedical, everything. Everything you think of, we did in Jones Hall. And then some over in the pharmacy department as well. So a lot can be said about that. It's about 52 minutes after the hour. You listen to the World According to Drew, our neighborhood drop-in, which is absolutely informable moments. Dr. Rodriguez telling us a little bit about some stuff, telling about stingless bees. I've learned something because I didn't know. I thought all bees were sting. And you better believe if I see one, I'm going to be spraying it with that long-range range. And I know you're not supposed to disrupt nature, but with nature all in your pipes, people can't get in your door because of nature. I think it's time for nature to move. And I asked them to move a couple of times, but they seem not to understand the words that are coming out of my mouth. So the long range decon or whatever I had did the trick. And I tell you, I don't know what I had here at the house. It had to be thousands and thousands of bees on the side of my house one time. I don't know what it was. I guess they put something down and they all flocked to this one queen. And I was like, woo. So I went to Walmart, my favorite store to get little quick stuff. And you know how you have the spray, the Walser Hornet spray that shoots from long distance? I made sure the gate was open so I can get out the backyard. Sprayed. Now, somebody could have got me and locked me in there with them. But I probably would have gone through the fence. But that helped a lot. It took about three or four applications. Because if you don't get the queen, they keep coming back. So, and then and finally went, knock on wood, I hope we don't have that this coming spring and summer. So it's been
hey, Andrew,
good. Go ahead.
Honey embalm people?
No, in what country was that?
No, it was back in the day. It was like in Egypt. And they said, what's his name? Alexander the Great. They threw him in a big vat of honey to preserve his body.
Did not know that.
Yeah, they threw him in a big gold coffin, and they filled it up with honey.
Okay. So now if we dug up his grave, we got some honey.
Sure. Using honey to preserve body is called mellification, I think. Instead of mummification, it's mellification.
Okay. That's good to know. I tell you, folks, you can learn a lot on this show. I'm sitting up here learning different things from Dr. Rodriguez, and hopefully you're getting some things out of it as well. Now, Dr. Rodriguez, with everything coming in, we have the Thanksgiving around the corner and Christmas around that next corner. A lot of people are doing things, and we want to let you know, and I'll get additional information. I'm checking my resource now, where we're going to have what we call a pop-up, and it's DF, Dallas-Fort Worth FAMU online holiday pop-up, where you can get a variety of things and candles, hopefully we can get in touch with some of the people that we may see at work that I got a couple of people involved. And they were so excited, they started asking me about the information or getting back on board. So a lot of little trinkets, little things. I know you have some grandkids now. We can maybe find some little trinkets for them or your kids or your in-laws.
You know how my grandkids are grown, right?
Yes.
I got some great-grandkids that would like some trinkets and stuff like that.
Right, right. But, no, I know your grandkids are old. That's why I said they can – they can get some big things, candles. so get them involved. But this is something that we do, and we've done in the past, of just trying to raise money for scholarships for those kids that are interested in Florida A&M University. And it's been up, and as soon as, for those who are listening as well, as soon as I can get that, we'll kick it back out for you all so you can get some things on board. I had the creator of it on, but she didn't want to get on right now, and I understand. Do you want to press 1, ma'am, to let us know a little bit of what's going on with your pop-up? Well, as we have about 2 minutes. Okay, they must be a little microphone shy this morning. But folks, we will get that additional information. Go out and support our youth. There are a lot of kids out there that just need somebody to show them the right direction to go into. Volunteer if you can, folks, at your schools and your neighborhood. But still be aware, it's a lot different than when we went to school, of the influence that these kids have around them. Some of the things you hear kids are doing, I wouldn't dare. My mom was a bloodhound. she could smell whatever was going on. Some of my friends wouldn't even come around. That's why I didn't drink or I didn't smoke anything, because she could tell. You know, and even if it wasn't, you know, sometimes she hit it. Because I had my boys, if you smoke, you go ahead and stay. Smoke when you get where you're going. Because I'm not going home smelling like smoke, and that car, her car ain't going to smell like smoke either.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I had the fear in my heart at doing those days. But it has been
sometimes I can smell what my patients have been doing.
Oh, no. But it's a different era. It's a different era. You can walk through a hospital or walk anywhere, and somebody go around and you get a whiff, and you're like, oh, my God. It's like they burned the bush. Not a little bit of weed. They burned the bush. And what our young people don't realize, this is very pungent, the smell of our